You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's Jets Weekly with your host, Connor Rabchak.
Welcome into episode 22 of Jets Weekly. I'm your host, Connor Rabchak. The Winnipeg Jets went 1-3 over the past week, starting it off on a high with a huge win over the New York Rangers, and then following it up with three disappointing efforts against the Devils, the Islanders, and the Capitals. If this is your first time checking out the show, I'm going to recap all of those games and then preview the upcoming five games for the Winnipeg Jets. And in the meantime, I'm going to hand out some awards like the Hardest Working Jet and the Three Stars of the Week. So let's get into that first game, a massive 4-2 win inside Madison Square Garden. Now, before we get into the games this week, we should mention that Rick Bowness wasn't with the club for the final four games of the road trip. Scott O'Neill was acting head coach. He underwent a minor medical procedure and was sent back to Winnipeg for further evaluation and treatment. So all the best to Rick Bowness, hoping for a speedy and quick recovery, and hopefully he can join the team for the upcoming homestand here. Undoubtedly the highlight of the week for the Winnipeg Jets, a massive 4-2 win over the New York Rangers. This was being hyped up as a massive game. The Jets were coming off of two wins against bottom feeder opponents, the Anaheim Ducks, who they beat 6-0, the Columbus Blue Jackets, who they beat 6-1, and this was their first real test in a while, and they showed up. Mark Scheifele with a massive hat trick in this game, one of his best performances, if not the best performance out of Scheifele this season, and Connor Hellebuyck making 40 out of 42 saves, another stellar performance from the Vezina Trophy frontrunner here inside Madison Square Garden. Like I said, Scheifele had the hat trick and Kyle Connor had the one power play goal for Winnipeg. A great shot from a tough angle. The puck was in his feet and he one-timed it past Igor Shesterkin, and the Jets ultimately hung on to the lead. The Rangers made it close. They pulled their goalie. They scored a goal late and even had a few chances when it was 3-2. But Scheifele made a nice move and buried an empty net goal to give him the hat trick and the Jets a 4-2 win. Answering the question, can they beat a good opponent? Everyone thought after this game that that storyline was in the rearview mirror. And then the three games that I'm about to talk about happened. But in a vacuum, this was a great game from Winnipeg. One of their best wins of the season on the road against the New York Rangers, who are one of the top teams in the NHL, one of the top teams in the East. A massive test, and the Jets stepped up, which made the next three games all the more puzzling, but nonetheless, a massive win on Tuesday night. And then came the three-game losing streak, starting with Thursday, a 4-1 loss to the New Jersey Devils. And if you take a look at the analytics behind me here on YouTube, the expected goals, the Jets got absolutely shelled. They got outshot. The Corsi was heavily in the Devils' favor as well. And the most notable thing to come out of this game was that power play number at the bottom. The Devils going 3-for-4 on the power play. Brendan Dillon in the postgame called it unacceptable and embarrassing. One of the worst performances in terms of special teams this season for Winnipeg. We saw earlier in the year they would outplay teams at 5-on-5 and then lose games due to their special teams. This game, they didn't even outplay the Devils at 5-on-5, and their special teams was still this bad. 0-for-4 on their own power play, 3-for-4 in the penalty kill. You're going to lose games 10 times out of 10 when the special teams battle looks like that. And this night was no different. The Devils have been a much better team as of late. Timo Meier, Jack Hughes, Luke Hughes carried them in this game. They looked incredible. And Jake Allen made a few saves when he had to, which prompted Saturday's game against the New York Islanders as another big test, another team that's on the playoff line in the East. How would the Jets respond? This is how they responded. A disappointing 6-3 loss to the New York Islanders, and honestly, that score is generous. This game was 6-1 going into the third period. It wasn't close from the start. Connor Hellebuyck got pulled. That's the first time he's been pulled this season. First time he's been pulled since March of last year, 2023. And Lauren Brossoit came in and made 12 of 13 saves. Not really much to report on there. But if you look at the analytics behind me, you'll see that the Jets actually won the expected goals and the Corsi battle. That's because the Islanders basically laid down in the third period and the Jets outshot them 17-3 in the third. They clearly had something to prove, had some jump, wanted to take some positives into their next game on Sunday. But the Islanders, up 6-1, completely laid down and just took their win into the sunset. But the Jets took advantage of that, scoring two goals, They didn't make it a game per se because it was already so out of hand, but a positive final 20 against a team that wasn't really trying. But the most concerning part, obviously, was the first 40 minutes. At one point, the shots were 21-3 for the Islanders when they made it 4-1. A concerning start, to say the least, and the Jets really didn't find their game until the third period, when you could argue that the Islanders had the win sewn up and weren't really trying. A puzzling response, to say the least. The Jets came out absolutely flat in the opening 40 minutes of this game, which, off of Thursday's game where they got outplayed for almost 60 minutes, and then Brendan Dillon in the postgame called it unacceptable and embarrassing. This was puzzling to see. New York is fighting for their playoff lives. They're a desperate team, but the Jets should be a desperate team as well. They're fighting for the one seed in the Central Division, and after this three-game losing streak, that's looking less and less attainable for the Jets. But nonetheless, in this game, they still had a chance to win these games in hand and get up on Colorado and Dallas, and they failed to do so in dramatic fashion, getting absolutely blown out in the first 40 minutes of this game. And then came Sunday's game, a 3-0 loss to the Washington Capitals to end off the 5-game road trip. It's Winnipeg's third straight loss, but in my opinion, this game was a lot different from the two games I just covered. The Devils game, the Islanders games, the Jets weren't even in those ones. They got completely outplayed. This game against Washington, the Jets were the much better team, I would argue, for the full 60 minutes, but in the third period, Washington got the first goal on a power play, John Carlson, and then Alexander Ovechkin scored back-to-back goals. His second one, really fluky, off the faceoff, shot it off of Nate Schmidt's stick and through Hellebuck's legs. And then the third goal was nice, off the rush, going forehand, backhand to beat Hellebuck as well. But nonetheless, I think the Jets were the better team in this game. If you look at the analytics behind me, it was pretty even. The expected goals, 2.7 for Winnipeg to 2.2 for Washington. The high danger chances, 11-9 in Winnipeg's favor. And then the shots on goal, 27-19 in Winnipeg's favor as well. But again, hockey's a weird game sometimes. You're not going to win every game that you're supposed to win, and this was definitely one of those games. If there is a silver lining, the process absolutely improved for the Jets in this game. It wasn't anything like the Devils and Islanders games. They really did improve their 5-on-5 play. Their power play had some great chances. They had a few good penalty kills. Yes, they gave up the one goal, but the overall play for the Jets improved despite the result in this game.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Now it is time to get into the awards portion of the episode, but before we get into that, make sure you've dropped a like on the video down below. While you're down there, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, drop a comment. Who's your hardest working Jet? Who's your first star of the week? And let's get into the awards.
The hardest working Jet.
My hardest working Jet of the week is Nino Niederreiter. It felt like in the Jets' down moments this week, their tough losses to the Devils and the Islanders, that third line continued to work the entire time. Nino Niederreiter was at the center of it. He's the type of player that never stops working. Yes, he's a streaky goal scorer. Sometimes the goals are there for him, sometimes they're not. But despite that, he's always got his hard hat and his work boots on, especially on that third line alongside Adam Lowry and Mason Appleton. Nino Niederreiter, my hardest working Jet of the week.
And now, the Jets Weekly, three stars of the week.
My third star of the week is Nikolaj Ehlers. And in a down week, the Jets went 1-3. I'm looking for some of the best moments of the week, and Nikolaj Ehlers had the best moment, without a doubt. His end-to-end rush against the New Jersey Devils, which tied the game at 1. If you haven't seen the goal, go check it out. It's one of the best goals you'll see from a Jet this season. It's typical Nikolaj Ehlers. He got the puck. A tired group of the New Jersey Devils were caught on the ice, and he made them look silly, making multiple defenders miss on his way to the net, beating Jake Allen. The best highlight of the week, without a doubt. And just for that, he gets the third star of the week on Winnipeg Jets Weekly. My second star of the week was Josh Morrissey. And again, in a down week where not a lot of players were filling the score sheet, it felt like Morrissey was his same old usual self, making a ton of plays happen. Did they result in goals? Not necessarily this week. The puck wasn't really bouncing their way, especially in that Washington game. But in my opinion, Josh Morrissey was Winnipeg's best player in that Capitals game. And going back to the start of the week, the 4-2 win against the Rangers, Josh Morrissey was much better than his counterpart, Adam Fox, who's also in the Norris race on the Rangers side of things. So he was up to the task. He outplayed Fox in a head-to-head battle and then was great in the other game where the Jets played well enough to win but didn't get the result. He's my second star of the week on Winnipeg Jets Weekly. My first star of the week should be a surprise to nobody, Mark Scheifele. He had the hat trick masterclass against the New York Rangers on Tuesday night, and their line actually dominated analytically. He had a great game. His eighth career hat trick inside Madison Square Garden, one of the Jets' most impressive wins of the season. He easily gets the first star of the week, Mark Scheifele, on episode 22 of Jets Weekly.
Coming up on Jets Weekly.
The Jets will now return home for a five-game homestand starting on Tuesday night against the Edmonton Oilers, following that up a Thursday night battle against the Vegas Golden Knights, two Western Conference Pacific Division playoff opponents, two huge tests for Winnipeg. We saw them step up to the plate when they played the Rangers last week on the road. Now in their home building, can they respond to their three-game losing streak and take down these two great teams who they might play in the playoffs? We'll see how things go. Then Saturday night, a Hockey Night in Canada battle against the Ottawa Senators. That should be a great game. And then Monday night, April 1st, and I don't know if this is an April Fool's joke, but this is an 8 p.m. local start here in Winnipeg. I'm not sure why that is, but I've never really seen that. 8 p.m. at home against the LA Kings. And then to round out the homestand, a Thursday night game against the Calgary Flames. That's the final game of the Winnipeg Sports Talk ticket package. The Jets are 0-3 in WST games, so hopefully the group can get a win and the Jets can end off their homestand with a win. But I'll be back next Monday for episode 23 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly, where I'll be breaking down the Oilers, Golden Knights, and Senators games, so join me then. That's going to do it for episode 22 of Jets Weekly. Thank you to everyone for checking it out. If you made it this far, drop a like, hit the subscribe button, and the notification bell on your way out. I'll be back next Monday morning breaking down those first three games of the five-game homestand. Enjoy the games this week and have a great week, everyone.